This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Agriculture is under a new set of safety rules brought down by Governor Inslee above and beyond the changes most farmers had already initiated to protect their workers from the spread of the coronavirus. The big frustration, according to the Washington Farm Bureau's Bree Elsie, is we don't really know why it's necessary.
So we've asked, at least, if you're going to increase the level to which we are already practicing safety, at least please give us some kind of scientific basis for where you're getting these numbers. And the only thing we can guess at this point is these are arbitrary. You know, there has been no justification for how or why they chose the numbers they did.
Let's say even if farmers only cared about the bottom line, Elsie says the spread of the virus would be devastating.
And you're absolutely right, Bob. I mean, there isn't a farmer out there right now who's going to act recklessly. There isn't a farmer out there who could afford an outbreak on their farm and lose their entire year's crop and their entire year's wages. So we already have farmers who are acting with an abundance of caution that already have very high safety standards.
So why, Elsie says, when farmers really do care?
And so that's another just frustrating part of this whole thing is not only are farmers trying their hardest, but that they have these new mandates, but for seemingly no reason.
The new rules took effect in orchards, dairies, fields, and fruits and vegetable packing houses on June 3rd.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.